If you're wondering how to get your self-confidence back after a bad breakup, in this video, I'll share with you the key to creating unshakable self-confidence after a bad breakup. You know, I first started getting curious about confidence when I was in high school because we had a teacher that I admired so much. And no matter what happened around her, you know, at school or in class, she always seemed so centered, stoic, and confident. And honestly, I really wanted to know what was her secret. So when I got really frustrated, I decided to muster up my courage and go and ask her. And what she said to me, "Life knocked me enough times that it could have killed me if I let it, but I didn't because I kept coming back." And you know, it's like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So later on, when I started reading and digging into it, I realized that self-confidence is your general attitude about who you are and your skills and your abilities, and it really all comes down to four main things. Number one is your ability to accept and trust yourself in good times and in bad ones. Two, having a sense of control in your life. Three, knowing who you are, you know, your strengths, your weaknesses, or blind points, if you don't like to call them weaknesses. And then four, having a positive view of yourself, again, in good times and in challenging ones. And I found that the one thing that really helps you to develop all these four elements of self-confidence is facing challenges and doing difficult things that most people try to avoid. So if you are going through a breakup, know that the fastest way to move on and to start, you know, feeling joyful and free is to actually practice your strengths by facing the pain and doing the inner work. This is what's going to free you from fear and self-doubt. And so if you need help building unshakable self-confidence coming out of a breakup, go ahead and shoot me a message and we can see how I can help you do that. And I'll catch you up in our next video.